Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hi guys, in this video we're going to talk about when you transition from two meals to one meal per day. There's a couple things you need to know. Some people have a hypoglycemic situation. It's a low blood sugar situation behind the scenes, and when they do this, they tend to crash and burn because they're so hungry. Going 23 hours of fasting and then eating for 1 hour, and that's a long period of time if you have hypoglycemia. So what I'm going to suggest is you do a transition of 1.5 meals a day, okay? So let's say we go 2 meals a day, and you feel comfortable with this. Instead of going to 1 meal a day, what you can do is the first meal could be a very large salad. And you could put salad dressing and even maybe some olives and things like that. It's not a problem. Or you can do a kale shake. Pack the blender with kale, with maybe a little bit of berry, or better yet, put the lemon wheatgrass juice. That way there's absolutely no sugar. Fill it up with water. Blend it up. I'll put a link down below if you've never done this before. Blend this up, and that makes two huge containers of this great green drink, and then you drink both of those right through here, okay, as your first meal. Now, before that, you can do a cup of coffee. I don't recommend more than one because that can stimulate the adrenals and increase the glucose a little bit and insulin. But you can do teas right here, do tea here. You can do tea through the day. Prefer if it's naturally decaffeinated, but the tea will help you. And then with your big meal, okay, so you have at this meal, do apple cider vinegar with water, add a good amount of fat. So once you eat your meal, you might feel like you're not satisfied because you're a hypoglycemic. So, you know, get out the jar of almond butter and consume that until you're like, okay, I'm good. I had enough fat. Make sure you add enough potassium or electrolytes and B1 or nutritional yeast because that's going to help. But make sure that this meal is really solid, nutrient dense. Then at night, you want to make sure that you get a really good sleep. So try to go to bed a little bit earlier. Try to sleep a little bit later. Support your adrenals with some nutrition to get a good night's sleep. Because if the quality of the sleep is not really good, it's going to make it hard to do intermittent fasting. So in summary, what I'm recommending, if you have a pre-existing low blood sugar situation, instead of going from two meals to one meal, go to 1.5 meals. Do this for a while, and then down to one meal. Thanks for watching.